going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would you like to hear the Yahoo Sports draft grades for the AFC East?
Yes.
Miami Dolphins get a B-. And they say, here's why. The Dolphins add to the trenches with their first two selections. Kenneth Grant isn't someone we had linked to Miami, but it's a selection we've liked the more we've marinated on it. Grant is big, athletic, sturdy against the run, has upside as a disruptor against the run in the pass. His best ball is in front of him. He joins a Dolphins front that has some serious teeth to it. And then Jonah, you got to help me, Solana, with his last name. How do you pronounce the second-round pick's last name?
Oh, Hawk, this is a tough one. I believe, and this is what I'm going with, Savainea.
Savainea. Yeah, that makes sense. Jonah Savainea is a big guard but moves well, which matched his testing at the NFL Scouting Combine, making him a good fit for the Dolphins. They moved up to get Savainea. And they would have liked him to get even more numbers to add to their line, but he fits a need and went in the proper range of where he was predicted to go. Dante Trader Jr. is a fifth-round selection who gives the Dolphins more bodies at safety. They write, the most interesting pick, Ollie Gordon, the running back out of Oklahoma State. Gordon is a different type of flavor at running back that the speed-addicted Dolphins have taken in the past. He's a big bruiser who can build up speed in space. He was wildly productive in 2023, but some wear and tear slowed him down in 2024. Devon Achane and Jalen Wright already provide plenty of speed, so now the Dolphins have a player with some bulk to take tough carries, like on short yardage. So they give the Dolphins a B-.
I did the math. I looked this up. They drafted the first three picks with Grant, Savainea, and Jordan Phillips, 967 pounds.
This is like, whose name did I keep mispronouncing? I was pronouncing it different ways every time.
We have a whole montage.
Who was that?
We have a montage about it.
Who was that? I know. It was that old Jets writer. It was the Jets writer.
Yeah, for the New York Daily News.
What the heck was his name?
I don't know. And he came on with us.
Manitoba.
Meta. Meta. Manish Meta.
Manish Meta. Manish Ginobili. But
I'll give you a couple other grades.
But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We got fat guys. Like, I understand the Jason Marshalls and the Dante Traders and all that stuff. We got a bunch of big guys, and that's what I was hoping for. So I can't – the names I didn't know.
And by the way,
I wanted to bulk up in the interior.
If you're drafting a bunch of big guys, you should be in the B range because none of them are going to be flashy.
No. Nobody's drafting Kenneth Grant and saying, oh, well, there we go. He's going to change the team. He's a D tackle. But that's what we needed. So, yes, B is a great grade. I enjoy a B.
Did they address everything you wanted to address, Solana? That was your biggest criticism last year, was that they were tone deaf on the offensive line, right? A lot of people in the media thought they were tone deaf on the offensive line. Did they address the needs that you wanted them to address?
I never felt coming into this draft like I was going to be thrilled with how the roster looked after a draft, even if it was 10 picks, right? I like the fact that they went out, they got a fat guy on the D-line in the first pick. I think they got a steal there. And they traded up for somebody they clearly graded to be a day one starter for them. And this is somebody who played left tackle, right tackle, and guard. So whether or not he'll be a great rookie, I don't know, Hawk. But yes, your first and second pick seem to be like they're going to be day one starters. That had to be a must. Everything else is a crapshoot. If you land a starter in the fifth round, God bless you, Chris Greer. But I think they had to nail the first and the second pick, and they did.
Yeah, I think they did as well.
Yeah.
A couple other draft grades. The Yahoo Sports gives the Buffalo Bills a B-. They give the New England Patriots an A. And they give the New York Jets a B+. Just looking. I want to see what the Titans got.
And something you said in the first evaluation with Gordon the second. That's what I want. I want a short yardage game that can be successful. Because I love A-Chan. A-Chan is a home run hitter. Sometimes you got to hit singles. Sometimes you got to bunt for them fourth and third and ones. We need a big dude. My man is 230 pounds, 6'2". Gordon's a big human being. He should be able to get a damn 6 feet for you if you need it.
Tennessee Titans got a B+, by the way. I think it's an A because I think Cam Ward is a surefire NFL quarterback, and I love the fact that they took Xavier Restrepo as well as an undrafted free agent. But I know a lot of Canes fans are excited about the Titans because that's a cool combo to see them there. Just reading what it says. Taking Cam Ward, the definitive QB1 of this class, helps inflate this grade. So they don't think the rest of the draft was that good. Let's see.
But I like our quarterback room too, Hawk. I know there's some pushback from y'all too, but I like it.
I mean,
you have a young guy, you don't know what he can do, but Quinn Ewers was good at times. You have Zach Wilson who they can try to develop, and you have a proven all pro. That's what a quarterback. Hawk, remember how we were talking about Tyler Huntley?
Wasn't that the quarterback room with Mike White and Skylar Thompson? That's essentially what that quarterback room was.
What's the boy that threw it out of bounds on 4th and 2?
Oh,
Boyle. Tim Boyle.
Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
I don't want Boyles in my – Boyle is what Boyle is. Boyle's going to be terrible. Zach Wilson might, in a right system, become better than he was, but he's talented. We know Tua's talented, and we'll see if Quinn Ewers is talented.
We need to pray to the Almighty that Tua stays healthy.
I agree.
Because, I was saying that they addressed your guys' needs. I have said and maintained, address the backup quarterback situation like it's the second most important player on the team, and I don't think they did. Not in free agency and not in the draft. I don't think Quinn Ewers is that guy. And I don't think they think so either, taking him in the seventh round. And I don't think Zach Wilson's that guy. So for me, they did come up short this offseason because I was expecting a flash, a splash for the backup quarterback position, and we didn't get that.
And there's going to be, if Zach cannot develop, there's going to be guys like, I don't think Joe Flacco's on the Browns next year after them drafting two quarterbacks and
right.
having Josh
right.
Sean. Like, I think there's going to be some of those veteran backups. I do not like the Zach Wilson addition. Y'all, I've been saying that for months.
Pastrnak.
If somebody else comes up and Ewers is not the guy, and I don't believe in the development of Zach Wilson.
Hey,
he has no leadership ability, and his whole family has no leadership ability. But this is how the quarterback team – this is how a quarterback room is supposed to look.
Did Josh Dobbs end up going to the Patriots? Is that what I remember? Pastrnak?
Was it the Patriots?
I thought it was the Patriots.
Right now. Josh Dobbs is a New England Patriot. Yes,
because if the Patriots really were going to draft this Jonah Savainea, let's just trade him straight up for Josh Dobbs. Let's get the give the Patriots who they want. Let's get who we need.
I don't like that.
I'm just spitballing.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.